October, enjoy authentic Asian food on your doorstep with the best tastes in Sydney's Chinatown. For more information on Good Food Month, visit whatson.sydney. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Yes, The Daily, Thursday, 29th September. That means it's almost grand final time. Very excited. With the AFL and NRL having their showpiece games this weekend, it's time to get ready for grand final fever, fever, fever. In the AFL, it's the true underdog story with the Western Bulldogs vying for their first premiership in more than 50 years when they take on Sydney's very own Sydney Swans. To stay on the theme, the NRL has also got a bit of a clash on. It's Melbourne v Sydney, with the minor premiers the Storm squaring off against the downtrodden Cronulla Sharks, who are after an elusive first premiership in their 50-year history. To shed light on who to watch and what to expect, we're joined by editor of theroar.com.au, Patrick Effany. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. We've got to start on a bit of a sad note, unfortunately, with the passing of cricketer Max Walker. A short battle with cancer, apparently. What do you think the medium-pace bowler's contribution to Australian sport was?
Oh, man, he was a... I think more than anything, he was a personality, would be my comment, Adrian. People... you know, the one of the best things I've ever read about Billy Birmingham, who we all know is the 12th man, yeah, was that I think it was a piece a couple of years ago. Someone said the reason that he can't release any new albums is because he doesn't have anything left to parody anymore. And Max Walker certainly fed into that. You know, he was a legend and a big personality of the game. He played in the era of Lily and Tomo. He was the third seamer in that team. Still took 180 test wickets, so if you don't mind, you know, could play cricket. and then after cricket really is where it all started for him. Known as one of the biggest personalities in the media, released 7 bestseller books among his 14, which is rather an impressive effort. And sadly left us at the age of 68.
Yeah, far too young. I remember my memories of Max were with Ken Sutcliffe on the weekend sports shows. Obviously, his sporting career was a bit before my time, but seeing him on there, he's one of those hosts. It was always funny. It was always upbeat. It was, a really sad loss for sure.
Yeah, a true charismatic personality and really transcended across a number of media. He did radio with ABC. You know, he's one of the legends of ABC radio. Mentored people who we listen to now, like Jim Maxwell, Jeff Lawson, those kinds of guys, and then also did TV, of course, which is where you get the famous albums from Billy Birmingham from. But seriously, a massive personality and a smile, like a big,
smile
that could kind of light up TV shows, however that was possible.
Yeah, absolutely. He was also an architect, apparently. I was hearing last night some of the reports. He was an architect. I mean, didn't he do? Incredible. Now the NRL Dally M's last night. So they were on the NRL sort of best of awards night. Were you surprised by the joint winners?
Well, I wasn't actually. It's been very, very tight, and it's only really a matter of time till you get joint winners. I think it was a couple of years ago we had joint winners as well, Thurston and Hayne. It's not that surprising when you have such an even competition with such great players. This one was really tight across, and even, you know, going down to fifth, sixth position. But Taumalolo, when a bloke can run through a whole team and look like he hasn't slowed down a little bit, then he probably deserves to win some kind of medal. I think he won the player medal as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something to not to be sneezed at, definitely. He's had a hell of a season.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it seemed like, this was the season of Kronk. There's been the season of Smith before, when he's won Dally M's and won Origins on his own back. But this year, it was more often than not the Storm. It was Cooper Cronk who was the one kind of stepping up at the end of big games and icing it for the Melbourne club. And hell, they're in the grand final, so you can't really argue with it, can you?
Absolutely. Now, there's no doubt the Shire's eager for their side to come out on top on Sunday's NRL grand final. Do you think the Sharks will prevail, or do you think Melbourne will be too strong? What's your tip?
Goodness me, I've been speaking to a lot of people, a lot of ex-players, and everyone is saying, I want the Sharks to win, I really, really do, but I think Melbourne will win, and that kind of echoes my own thoughts as well. Adrian, sadly, for Sydney, thirsty Sydney fans, last year we had the Queensland Grand Final, rather, and this year we have... this year we have Cronulla as the lone Sydney hope against Melbourne, but I think that, you know, they're going to be very excited. They're going to be playing with a lot of emotion. There's going to be a lot of Cronulla fans there. But something within me says Melbourne Storm.
Yeah. Now, what do you make of... There's been a lot of talk about... Usually in this sort of scenario, when there's an out-of-New-South-Wales team playing everyone in Sydney jumps on that Sydney team. That doesn't seem to be the case this time around with Cronulla. Why do you think that's so?
Well, you know, it's been a checkered couple of years, you might say, to put a little euphemism on it, Adrian, I would say. People haven't really been endeared with some of the players at Cronulla and some of their nefarious activities. Paul Gallen has a rather funny history with the media and run-ins with people in public. Andrew Fafita, ditto. Michael Ennis possibly is the least liked human being when he gets onto a football field. Seemingly lovely man off
it. It's so strange. You see him on a football field and he's nicknamed him the pest. And he's an absolute pest. But you see him interviewed or you see him after a match and he just seems like the nicest bloke in the world.
He's one of the most articulate rugby league players.
Absolutely. It's incredible.
You know, in the media, his performances in the media are fantastic. No wonder that he gets, you know, on all the talk shows and on all the panels. But for whatever reason, when you get him on the field, he just becomes the antithesis of everything good. He's the devil on the field. and then you've got, you know, throw in the thing from 5 years ago, which shall not be named. Adrian, I think you've got a cocktail of reasons that people don't necessarily or aren't necessarily that endeared with the Sharks, sadly.
Possibly, yeah.
And no one's endeared with Melbourne, of course. Well, not
no,
anyway, because they keep winning.
Yeah.
No one likes a winner.
No. Especially not here in Australia. Now, moving on to Aussie rules, we've got the Sydney Swans. They've had a couple of injury concerns this week. Can you run us through some of them, and what do you think will happen on Saturday in the AFL Grand Final?
Yeah, so the concern is a bit of run missing, basically. They're going to be short on a bit of pace through the middle, especially with Western Bulldogs having, you know, some of the best. Like I said, they're not quite the young blokes they were a couple of years ago with the Bont and Liberatore, but the concern is the few injuries in the middle for the Swans, lacking the run potentially to go with the Bulldogs through the middle. But, you know, in all other, they've also had a few players cleared as well, which is relatively good news for them. But I think the Swannies are really coming into this game. People doubted them, you know, as everybody does. There's that narrative. There's always a great narrative in sporting media, isn't it, Adrian? People doubted us, but we still got it done. And I feel like that's the case. You know, people doubted whether Rowan was going to play, whether all these players are going to play, but they're probably going to get out there, and I'd say they're probably going to win.
Yeah, that's your tip.
I'm going with them. I know the public is heavily on the back of the Bulldogs, especially in Melbourne.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, there's a few. Maybe if you don't mind me being controversial, if you salty Victorians out there, Adrian.
No, say what you want about them.
Getting on the back of the Dogs, but I think the Swans are too good. I really do.
I would have to agree with that, and that's just not the Sydney cider in me talking. Now, in other sporting news, a bit of an oddball one. FIFA 17 comes out today, the video game. Do you think that sort of affects people, how they approach sports, particularly sort of soccer, which isn't the biggest sport here in Australia?
I reckon soccer's best growth strategy is FIFA and the FIFA 17 and FIFA franchise, because, you know, however many, what was the, I think it's the average age of a video gamer is over 30 now.
Yeah.
Video games are mainstream, and if you've ever taken a look into esports, Adrian, then you can, unearth a well of very, very deep stuff there, mate. There's plenty to be looked into esports, but I think growth strategy for any sport should involve video games, because so many people play them.
Yeah.
And I reckon the competitive nature of FIFA online certainly makes people, and certainly, you know, it gives you familiarity with the players. Everybody knows who Ronaldo is, and everybody wants them on their team in FIFA. So I think it can't be underestimated how big franchises like Madden, NBA, 2K, and those kinds of things. They build familiarity with players. They build familiarity with tactics, the rules, especially if the game design gets better and it's more reflective of an actual game day experience. It can't be underestimated how much they can make an impact in development of sport.
That's a very interesting point and something I hadn't considered. I've been a FIFA player for many, many years, but hadn't considered that it does definitely shine a light on some of those sports. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today on The Daily.
No worries.
That was Patrick Effany there. He's the editor of rawsports.com.au, theraw.com.au. Next up, we're going to be talking to Kevin Suarez. We'll be talking movie reviews. Before then, though, Chompy's Paradise by Bad Bad Not Good.